Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Boy, it's been a very cloudy day. I've been on vacation and I just get back to Marion tomorrow and gloomy, just like it was when I left. But those are the type of days that we have in the state of Ohio, right? Right. Sun does shine though, okay? And it was bright and sunshiny. And we're looking for some warmer weather. Brr, chilly this morning. Well, how are you? God bless you. So glad that you were able to join me today. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. And I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. Anyone that wants to get in touch with the show by the TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download it like you do other apps, and in your search bar type in WWGH. Those of you, it may be your first time, and I pray it's not your last time, and some of you have been devoted listeners and just devoted to the show, and I thank you so much for your love and for your support. I thank you if it's your first time. I pray it's not your last time. And I pray to give you a good and beautiful show, not just this hour, but also the next hour, second hour. Dana Martin will be my guest. She is the director of the homeless shelter on West Fairground Street. And she will be my guest in the second hour, which begins at 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. But right now you have me, and I hope to give you also a good show. All right, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you would just like to call in and ask questions or chit-chat with me for a minute, I mean, we could do that. I'm here. That's what the purpose of doing live broadcasts on the air in the studio, that others will have the opportunity and privilege to call in to the show. Alrighty, so let us move on through this. Along with you, faithful supporters, it's Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Their number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Their number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month unless otherwise notified. And the next will be, let me bring up my calendar, May. Is your phone as slow as mine? Okay. The next free produce for Logos Christian Ministries will be held May the 16th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above-mentioned Logos Christian Ministries. All right. Also, we had started a chain of prayer. I guess you would call it a chain of prayer, just lifting up friends and neighbors and family members who may be in need of prayer. Our country, our leaders, voting time. It's time to pray about things that we don't understand, that maybe the Lord Jesus Christ can give us an understanding of where we are, where we need to be, and how to go about voting. That's what I hear. Pray like the Lord will. Well, for my understanding, God didn't pray. I look at Jesus Christ as being God himself in the flesh. I'm not saying vote. He didn't vote. Okay, so how can I vote like he vote when he didn't vote? So you'd have to go by your own intuition and your own understanding and your own discernment of how to vote and who to vote for. I have yet to vote. We'll be voting, though, that's for sure. It is a privilege and an honor to be able to vote. Let's just pray that, you know, the few people that who can vote can continue to vote. That's my prayer. You know, they haven't had such a whole bunch of people trying to vote that were not legal to vote. that's not true. It may happen every now and then, but it's nothing to even have a big hoopla about, from what I understand. It's just another ploy and tactic to discourage people and put other people in fear. But you know, God told us, do not fear. Do not fear, because he is not the author of confusion, nor did he give us a spirit of fear. So why do we fear if it did not come from God? So who did it come from? Of course, man. Of course, man. And that evil one. Yes, him also. Okay, I may have gone there too fast, and I did not want to get there that fast, but, you know, I just been led by going through, opening up my show. So let us get on some higher notes. Now, believe it or not, today is April the 30th. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. And this is the last day of April. So tomorrow will be May the 1st. I do have my almanacs, which I love. They have so much information to give us about the weather, about plants and gardening. And this is a time for that to happen, right? Okay, so May is the month of perennials. May is the month of perennials. Yeah. Okay, and May is also tells us about how to repurpose household items for our garden, and we'll get to that next, okay? So let me move on here. Okay. Well, it's warm in here. I gotta get in my jacket. Oh. So how many of you are just ready for May? And if you have not started planting, that you're ready to plant your gardens? And do you have your flowers out yet? Do you have your yard seeded? Or I'm kind of far behind on all that kind of stuff. I don't know how to plant, but I'm going to try to learn. Okay, so today is April 30th, and it is Thursday. The almanac, believe it or not, did not have anything down for that day. But Monday, April brings the primrose sweet, scatters daisies at your feet. And that was by Sarah Coleridge, English poet, 1802-1852. And it has for Saturday, which would be May. Let's see what May 1st says. Okay. The buzz on the bees, starting the month of May. Hippocrates advised using bee venom therapy for the relief of inflammation and joint pain. Have you ever heard of that? Measuring not quite 0.08 inch long Podaeta minima is probably the smallest bee species in the world. Hold on. Sorry, I was supposed to turn my phone off down. You know what, when you miss a radio show or two, and when you come back, it's sort of like you got to get all warmed up again to be on the air. So forgive me for lapse or not knowing what to say, when to say it. It just has to come back to me, okay? That kind of disturbed me. Alrighty. Okay. It's the smallest bee species in the world. The largest is Megachile pluto, which can grow up to 1.8 inches long. Talking about bees, right? All right. No bees, no honey. No work, no money. I like that. That's a very catchy phrase, isn't it? Yes, it is. Okay, the average worker honeybee makes 1/12 teaspoon of honey in her lifetime. When bees do distance wing their flight. Days are warm and skies are bright. But when their flight ends near their home, stormy weather is sure to come. And see what they did back in the day? They watched the natural things like the bees and the flies and the clouds and the moon. And that's how they could predict the weather. And some of that is what the almanac shares with us, like the things of nature that God placed on this earth and how they were able to discern the weather. Isn't that neat? When bees to distance wing their flight, days are warm and skies are bright. But when their flight ends near their home, stormy weather is sure to come. And they went by that, and evidently it was pretty accurate, right? Right. Wow, pretty accurate. It may be the same thing every day, but it is what the bees have to do. And they do it very cheerfully. And I am sure of this, that they are never so happy and in such good temper as when they are at work. I like working too. I like getting in the groove of work and in the spirit of working. And you know, you get into your routine once you learn your routine at work, because we all have to be trained when we go to work. You know, we get a job. But, you know, once you get into your groove and into your routine, it's a happy day and it goes by even faster, right? I think so. And it makes it more cheerful. Absolutely. And that saying was by Charles Fitzgerald Gambier Jens, English clergyman, 1827 to 1888. All of these old, I can't say myths, but wit, old people's wit. You're talking about a couple hundred years ago, and these things must be still relevant, because this is in a May 2026 almanac, okay? And Friday is full flower moon, which they call May Day. Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders Heritage Month begins on Friday the 1st. May the 1st, May the 2nd. Hope is the only bee that makes honey without flowers. Isn't that nice? Robert G. Ingersoll, American lawyer, 1833 to 1899. That is what the almanac had to share with us on the calendar, okay? So, we're going to talk about the almanac. I have three. Let's go to the second one. Okay. May, a dry May and a leaking June make the farmer whistle a merry tune. And that is weather lore, L-O-R-E. 15 ways to repurpose household items for your garden. Those of you who are anticipating on gardening, and maybe I can pick up a few tips. I want to try. If you are itching to get your hands dirty but have few gardening supplies on hand, take a look around the house and yard. You may find many items that can be repurposed into just what you need. Here are some cheap tips and tricks. Collect plastic and wax containers to start seeds in. Plastic clamshells that greens come in. Make great community pots for starting seeds. Mushroom boxes, muffin containers, strawberry containers, and other containers work fine as long as there's room for at least 2 inches of soilless potting soil without added fertilizer, which can burn the seedling. Be sure to clean and then poke some drainage holes in the bottom before adding your potting mix. What about egg cartons? Can be used for a while, but they are small, so be ready to move seedlings to larger containers when they need more room. Just be sure, if you are starting more than one kind of plant, that they all have the same requirements for heat and light and take about the same amount of time and germinate. amount of time to germinate. What about milk jugs? Some of these things I can remember from grade school and Girl Scouts and brownies that we used to use different things for plants and stuff. I used to have fun doing those type of things. How many of you were brownies and how many of you were Girl Scouts? Milk jugs are great for winter sowing because they, and that's a little late to give you that tip in it if you didn't already know it, because they become little greenhouses that warm up the soil and air to let seeds germinate several weeks ahead of direct sowing. Just don't start too early. Clear plastic totes also make awesome little greenhouses, and large ones of any color can be turned into planters. Again, punch drainage holes in the bottom. Then cut the milk jug in half, just below the handle, but leave about an inch uncut so it can work as a handle to open and close the mini greenhouse. After planting, replace the top of the jug, tape it to the bottom, and put the jugs in the sun. You can remove the tops when it's warm enough, 50° to 60° Fahrenheit, but cover up again at night. Are some of you enjoying these tips? I am. Bring some things back to my memory. If seeds are tiny, use an old spray bottle to gently mist the soil to prevent dislodging them. Old condiment squirt bottles work great because they allow you to direct water right to the base of newly emerged seedlings. When your seedlings have 2 to 4 true leaves and are large enough to handle, put them up in larger containers, or you can transplant them into the ground. If it's warm enough, yogurt containers, plastic cups, and even toilet paper rolls cut in half can be used as individual plant pots. Number 6. For a larger greenhouse, stick hoops from the PVC pipes or heavy-duty wire into the ground and cover with clear plastic. The wire frames from old campaign signs are perfect for making little greenhouses or for supporting row covers in your garden. Number 7. Cupboard, like cabinets, tubes make good cut worm collars, or you can wrap the stems of your transplants with foil. Number 8, pallets are quite versatile and can be used to create vertical gardens, compost bins, and fences. Once the plants take off, you can hardly see the pallet. All right, number 9. Well, they have a few pictures here, but I see this big old barrel with a water spigot on it. And some flowers beside it and, you know, rocks around the ground. Aren't those pretty, though? They are. I want to try to do something in my yard. Okay, I need to dig up my roses and plant new roses. That one rose bush I planted, the yellow rose, it's just all humongous, growed out all wild, and I've cut it down a couple of times, but and it's so thick, and the thorns on it is so thick and big. I don't even know roses. I've never seen a rose bush even grow like that, but I think I'm going to dig it up and start over again. What do you think? Yeah, I'm not good at doing that. My kids used to think I was great at growing plants in the house, but outside is a different story. Okay, number 9. If you have run out of containers but have bags of soil, just lay them flat in your sunniest spot. Poke a few holes in the bottom for drainage, cut slits in the top, and plant directly in the bag. Number 10. Make a cold frame from bales of hay or straw covered with an old storm window. Compost is the best soil amendment, and you can make it yourself. Ashes from a wood fire can be used in place of lime to raise the pH of your soil. Some of this is like a different language to me. Hopefully, some of these tips can help you if you don't already know. Number 13, grass clippings and shredded leaves make excellent mulch for your garden beds. Number 14. Collect water in a rain barrel to offset water cost. You can make one from a plastic trash can. Adding a spigot to the bottom makes it easy to attach a hose. That's why they got this big old barrel in this picture. Some of those old things are so quaint and you know, make a big impact when you're doing decor. Whether it's your garden, your garage, or your front porch, your deck. And, you know, they just add a something familiar to you. Old, rustic. And just a feel of old time. You know that you have taken some of these things from 200 years ago, possibly. Okay. Number 15. Be sure to grow some open pollinated heirlooms versus hybrids, and save some seeds from the best ones to grow next year. Bean, pea, cucumber, squash, dill, pepper, and tomato seeds are easy to save. We find that they germinate better than the store-bought ones. Get creative, and when it comes to repurposing supplies, remember, one man's trash is another man's trellis. Right. You know, some of those like old junkyards and thrift stores, even along the highway, you can pick up some things, you know, that you would like to add to your decor, add to your porch design. I've seen some beautiful things on vacation, and I saw this beautiful white fence, and at the end of that fence was a dinosaur, and I think it was could have been plastic or whatever, but it's pretty big. It looked like it was about 6 or 7 feet tall. Very colorful, and I thought, oh, that is neat. So you see all kind of decor along the highway, and even when you're riding through town, you know, neighborhoods, you see some different ideas. People have nice ideas and colored doors on their homes, and I've been 2 years trying to figure out, maybe 3 years trying to figure out what color I want on my front door. Wow. I don't know yet, so help me with that. What color? Black is a very popular color, and I didn't realize how popular black doors were, but I see that they're really popular. I don't know if I want it black now. I've seen so many other black doors. So I may just go with something a little different. Yeah, I might just do that. I even bought the black paint. But I don't know if I want that now. So, okay. And like I said earlier, May is perennial month, which are flowers. Perennials are the foundation of any flower garden. See our list of easy, no-fuss perennials that are especially perfect for the beginner gardener. Maybe that's where I should begin, huh? With an emphasis on native plants, bring beautiful blooms and fantastic foliage to your garden year after year. I may say that every year. And when I get to the nursery or out to Lowe's or Menards, I pick up something else. But maybe I can try that. Try a little harder. When to plant perennials? You can plant a perennial anytime, but the best time to plant is fall and spring. This allows the plant to get well established before winter or very hot, dry summers. We prefer fall because the soil is already warmed. Planting in summer is okay, but you'll need to water frequently. And maybe that's why I never tried the perennials, unless they're already up and growing. So if they're already up and growing, do these return every year? I mean, can you dig them and put them in the ground, maybe? I wonder if it answers that question. These perennials are so easy. The plants listed here are perfect perennials because they do not need fussy care, such as pinching, staking, and deadheading. Although some of these plants, like daylilies, can benefit from deadheading. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Are fairly resistant to pests and diseases and may even be unappealing to deer, although a hungry deer will eat just about anything. These are little tips they're giving us. The third tip is have a long lifespan, more than 5 years. Next point, adapt to a wide range of conditions. Oh, they do. Okay, good. Next point, do not spread all over the garden via invasive rhizomes. Next point, grow and bloom well even if you do not divide them. Next tip, are tough enough to hold their own against invasive neighbors. Last tip, will grow almost anywhere in North America, zones, if you know your zones 2 through 9. Okay, and then they list perennials like black-eyed Susans, early bird gold strum, purple cone flowers, day lilies, coast beard, hostas, peonies. That smells so good, peonies. Salvia, foxglove, cushion spurge, and columbine. Okay. Now, let me move on. The almanac took up some time, didn't it? Yay! It helps. How many of you remember Marilyn Hickey? I guess she was a preacher. I know she was a motivational speaker. She was a mentor to many people. She was a TV host, spiritual leader, guide. I was trying to think of her daughter's name. Sarah Bowling was her daughter. I used to watch Marilyn Hickey and listen to her years ago when I decided to turn my life toward the Lord. And she passed away, I think it was last weekend. But I enjoyed her. She just had a way about delivering God's message to people that you could receive it and you could understand it. And before I bring up all this, I am going to put my phone on mute, which I did not do when I started the show, and I'm sorry, because it will ring and ding and people will call and just interrupt me, and I get so upset about it. But I just found out maybe 3 weeks ago of how to put this thing on mute. There's my settings. Sounds. There we go. Mute. And then I forget to turn it off, right? I mean, turn it back on. All right. Okay. Now let us go. Marilyn Hickey left a message. I found it on, I think it was Facebook or YouTube. But first I'm going to go to Thought for Today. Because it kind of coincides with the message that she left. This thought for today is titled Beauty of the Sky. And the message that Marilyn Hickey left us was, lift up your eyes. So we know when we lift up our eyes, the sky is up there. And we know that the sky is beautiful and majestic and all the things that we are not. And it tells us things like we were talking about the almanacs and their signs and times and things for us to gather from even looking at the sun and the moon and the stars and the clouds. We know when it's going to rain and when the sun is coming, things are going to clear. We can tell some things by this sky. But the message she left was, look up thine eyes to the hills from which cometh thine help. And the thought for today is titled, Beauty of the Sky. Leave worries aside and you will be surprised by the beauty of the sky and the color of flowers, of the freshness of the breeze, and the generosity of the sun. You will feel you are part of creation, and life will start to make sense. The greatest health, wealth, is to appreciate what we have and what we are. First of all, we are all made in the image and likeness of our Creator, God. So we all are important. We all walk, talk, if we're able to, breathe, sleep, wake up, eat, use, go to the bathroom, you know. We all take baths when we can. We live and move and have our being in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the beauty of mankind. Just like the sun is beautiful. And if we could just look up and leave our worries behind, if we could just do that instead of carrying them around. And you know, when you carry around worries, they multiply. They become more impactful because they're more on your mind. And like, you know, when I woke up this morning, there was something on my mind. My daughter told me, like, last night. But here I get up, use the bathroom, like 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's back on my mind. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and I could not get back to sleep. So if I could just have left that worry behind and put it in God's hand and let Him take care of it, here I am. I'm trying to think of how to deal with this, how to fix this problem. And I still don't know how to fix the problem. But anyway, that's what, you know, carrying your worries with you. But if we could just leave worries aside, and you will be surprised by the beauty of the sky, because I know who is in the sky, and beyond what I can even see in the sky is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all your problems and mine. If we could just leave our worries behind, right? You will be surprised by the beauty of the sky and the color of flowers. They kind of take you away from what you're thinking about and what you're worrying about. And you're looking at the beauty and the splendor of God's creation. And that should mean much more to us than worries. More than worries, right? Of the freshness of the breeze that gently crosses your face, or, you know, that gently moves the leaves on the trees, the gentleness of the breeze and the freshness and the generosity of the sun. Wow. And you are a part of creation. We are a part of creation. And our life should make more sense to us. But in saying that, I am going to go to the scripture that Marilyn Hickey left with us. Well, she didn't leave the scripture with us, but Psalms 121, if you have your Bible. Psalms 121. This is a Psalm of David. King David wrote almost all the Psalms. And this is the King James Version. At least I thought it was. Let's try this one here. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Now, again, this is Psalms 121, and this was written by King David. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's why I'm looking up. Get his attention, because I need his help. He's not down. And I heard someone say, you know, he's really right beside me, and he is, and he lives in us, you know, Christ in us, the hope of glory. But when you think about the Lord, you always look up. You always look up. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Being lethargic, you know, can hardly keep their eyes woke, like I am sometimes toward, like, after dinner. Like, I don't know why it is, but like after you've eaten, had your couple sips of coffee or whatever, and had some water, and then you feel like, okay, now it's time to relax. Instead of getting that walking around, walking that food off, you know. But God, he doesn't get tired. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. He's always on time. He's never late. He's always on time. He's dependable. He's faithful. He's reliable. He's there for you all the time. Anytime. All the time. No matter what time of day or what time of night, no matter what type of difficulty you may be in, he's ready. He's there to help. It says in verse 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Moved away from him. You belong to him. And he will not allow your foot to be moved away from him. Because why? He that keepeth thee, you will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper, David is saying. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Wow, so the sun doesn't even burn. Wow. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Why? Because God is your keeper. He's your keeper. You can depend on him. You can rely upon him. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. That is our prayer. Even in the Lord's Prayer, it's like, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. How does that go? Well, I don't say that prayer enough, do I? Keep us from temptation. Let me start over. The Lord is thy shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. No, that's not the right prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. There it is. But deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. And it says, if you commit thy way unto the Lord, that he will keep you from all evil. You know, sin will not reign over you. Sin will not dominate you because you are in the Lord's hand. You are leaning, depending, and relying upon him to keep you from all evil, to keep your mind from evil. Even though we have evil thoughts, but, you know, we have a way of casting down those evil thoughts in every vain and vile imagination that enters our mind. And they do creep up and you say, where'd that thought come from? Cast it down immediately. Do not dwell on it. Just cast it down. He shall preserve thy soul. Preserving your soul is not just for now. It's for what is to come. It's for that new world that's coming upon the earth. And Christ has come once. And he's going to come once more. That's it. That's it. Is either you're ready to go with him when he comes back, or you'll be... Well, I guess the next, I don't know how it's going to go, because it says, you know, there's a resurrection of the dead, and those who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them. They're going to all go up and be with him in the air forever. And we're going to be resurrected to life. But the second resurrection is unto death. You know, so you don't want to be in the second resurrection. You want to be in the first resurrection. Right. That's why your soul need to be preserved. Preserved. Your soul needs to be preserved. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from the time forth and even forevermore. So not just now, but forevermore. Christ is coming back. Isn't that a great thought? Are you ready? Are you anticipating him to return? What is that going to be like? Wow. You know, that's what I like about King David. King David repented all the time. It wasn't that he was sinless. It wasn't that he didn't do bad things. It wasn't that he didn't have bad thoughts, but he repented of those things and God loved him. He was a man after God's own heart because he knew when he was wrong and the time that it had to be brought back to his mind what he did was wrong when he took Bathsheba away from one of his generals. I don't know if he was a general or just a soldier. Uriah took his wife, had sex with her. She became pregnant. He tried to hide it. So he called Uriah in from battlefield and told him he could be with his wife, trying to cover it up. Well, Uriah didn't want to be with his wife. He wanted to be out there with his other comrades fighting for the kingdom of Israel. So David sent him back and told the captain or general to put him on the front line. He was killed. So he thought he didn't even think about it. He was just trying to cover up that sin. And he wanted that woman so bad that he did those terrible things. But you know, he sent his prophet, Nathan, to David. And he told him about what he did in a nonchalant way. He said, you know, there was a man who had everything, which was King David. He had, wives, 300 or 400, 200 or 300 wives and 300 or 400 concubines. He did. He was a king, and those were gifts from God. But this one man, Uriah, he only had one little she-lamb. That's how the Lord put it, just one little she-lamb. And you took that lamb, and you killed that man. What do you think should happen? And David said immediately, that man should be killed. And Nathan says, David, you are that man. Oh my, could you imagine how David felt, how his whole heart sunk and fell to the floor when he looked at himself and when he looked at that sin that he had committed? And all he could do was look up. He was ashamed to look completely up, but I'm sure he looked up and said, Lord God, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Forgive me. I have no idea what crossed my mind, how I ended up like this. Just consumed by wrong, one wrong deed after another. You know? Because it was like a roller coaster. It was like he couldn't stop himself. Took the woman, had sex with the woman. Woman gets pregnant, bring the husband in, try to make him guilty of it. So he didn't fall for it, so send him back out there, have him killed. Wow, one sin after the other. But he did repent. Not only that, God told him that, how did he put it? War would not leave his home because his sons were terrible and off the chain. Two of them was anyway. But because of that terrible sin, that's how David lived the rest of his life. So, lift up thine eyes. I'm going to read that again. So, and you know, for 3 days in a row, something would remind me of this psalm that Marilyn Hickey left for people. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh the help. My help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy helper. Keeper. Sorry. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Lift up thine eyes to the Lord, which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Remember that for this weekend and for forevermore, and share that with your friends, your neighbors, even your children and your loved ones. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Have a great, safe, happy weekend. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you, and God bless you.